You're listening to Jazz 91.9 WCLK, Atlanta's Jazz Station. And as I had promised, I have a great young lady who has been phenomenal in terms of bringing the arts to the jazz community and not excluding anyone. I'm talking about Sarah Donnelly, is an experienced arts administrator and jazz specialist. She has held grant-making positions in the national jazz and arts funding arenas, including with the National Endowment for the Arts, Jazz Fellowships, Multi-Music Presenters, National Jazz Service Organization, the Lila Wallace Reader Digest, National Jazz Network, and the Association of Performing Arts and Professionals. And she's done a whole lot. She has consulted with the D.C. Jazz Festival and launching the D.C. Jazz Prix. She is an artist friend, as I would call her. And now she, as director, Jazz Donnelly will oversee the forthcoming program, Jazz Road. This initiative is funded by the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation with additional support from the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation, is led by South Arts in partnership with five other United States regional arts organizations. Without any further ado, how are you doing, Sarah?
Oh, I feel so good to be talking to you today, Jay. Thank you so much for that intro.
Well, I mean, you've done all these great things, and I want to make sure that the public knows and how much you've contributed to helping these great artists and this art form, because, you know, it's always an uphill battle, and we have great pioneers like yourself to come in and really make a difference. So tell us about yourself and some of the great initiatives that you're presenting.
Sure. Well, you know, it's really important when funding does occur in the fine arts and in the performing arts that jazz absolutely get a very strong slice of the pie. And that's the kind of work I've been doing since the 80s, beginning. I live in Washington, D.C., and I started right away out of school, even though I loved art, jazz and art, and wanted to be a singer. I knew that jazz artists needed to receive support through organizations like the National Endowment for the Arts and, in turn, regional arts organizations and state arts agencies. And so it's been really exciting for decades now to look at how the art form has been funded, whether it's direct support going to organizations that present jazz or to organizations specifically to help build audiences for jazz. And then most importantly for my interest is I've always wanted to see artists get direct support themselves. And back in the 80s and 90s when I started, there was a way for jazz artists to receive fellowships at the NEA, but also through state arts agencies, and that still exists. There are plenty of state arts agencies that still support artists directly. And the NEA, of course, supports jazz artists through the NEA Jazz Masters Fellowship. But now more funders have looked at, you know, more recently, Doris Duke and Mellon have decided, wouldn't it be great if we really could address concerns that we're hearing over and over again from jazz artists, and through a number of conversations in the field that the funders had, they were able to see that artists still really feel thwarted when they tried to tour in the country, in the United States, and that the music thrives in certain hubs of the country, but wouldn't it be great if we could ensure that the music travels and can actually be enjoyed in communities that want the music all over the country, and in particular with this program, looking at rural and underserved areas as well. So I don't want to get too dry with grant speak, but grants are really important, and, you know, jazz artists and organizations are thriving through many ways of trying to support themselves, but the grants land and the kinds of grants that come out of foundations and, in this case, this regional arts organization, South Arts, are really important. And I think that this new effort called Jazz Road, it is starting as a $5.5 million initiative that will currently be funded through June 2022. But, of course, we're hoping to build on that. So the program is underway, and we hope to launch it in April with guidelines. And I have been very busy trying to get that together.
I know you have, because you've been very hard to catch.
Okay. Yeah, well, it was great. The first thing that happened was that that Duke and Mellon both said we really should have meetings across the country to have you speak with artists to hear once again what the biggest concerns are and to see how to create Jazz Road in a way that makes a big difference and hits the most relevant points. So we're trying to pay attention to a lot of the things that we've heard and embarking on that now.
That makes a difference, because when you're talking about the country, rural areas, and areas that are underserved, it makes a difference, because each region, or as you might have said, hub, has its own particular identity. And it makes a difference in terms of a person like you and the organization being able to re-educate the public and re-energize the music in certain areas. And how does the program work?
Well, okay, so basically, as you announced initially, the program is administered through South Art, which is located in Atlanta and is one of the six regional arts organizations. But we are partnering with the other five, and those are Mid-Atlantic Arts Foundation, New England Foundation, WestAF, and the Western Alliance of Arts Administrators, Mid-America Arts Alliance. There are six of these regional arts organizations across the country. And they, in turn, each have grant programs that they operate. And so Jazz Road will be administered out of Atlanta, but it is a national program. And artists all over the country, located anywhere, can decide that they want to apply for small tours. And definitely the program is geared toward what we're calling emerging and mid-career artists. Certainly artists that have visibility and notoriety are eligible, but those legends and those stars and those jazz artists that are everyday names and jazz artists that are highly successful at this time or have frequently received grants, we are not trying to help those artists at this time. We're trying to reach the artists that have not had the opportunities and that want a new opportunity to travel to a different part of the country to bring their music to a community that they are really interested in tapping into. And I think that, again, when Duke and Mellon and the regionals were first planning this program, they thought a lot also about how the music originated in the South and how it has, you know, often had, obviously, artists have to leave their hometowns to get up north or the West Coast or what have you to go to these different areas to really succeed in the music. But certainly the message that is being told here is that we want to help artists perform everywhere in the country, and we want to look now, you know, let's swing the pendulum back a little bit and look at the areas that have been underserved, where there clearly is desire and there's an audience, but the music just hasn't been brought enough to the area. So the program really wants to do a lot at once, and we also are including, you know, certainly established presenters, and we are interested in being in the areas that, you know, we know about. Certainly those organizations can also benefit from the program, but we're asking for artists to be thinking about ways to sort of have anchor dates, but then to go out into subsidiary parts of their tours and to hit areas that they haven't been to before.
So they can apply at Atlanta South Arts?
Yes. Right now there's a website. It's www.jazzroad.org. And there is a way for any artist to sign up to be kept abreast of when guidelines and reporting will be available for the program. But guidelines will launch in April, and the application process, we're trying to make it really streamlined, and it will be online, so everything will be digital. And to begin with, just by going to that website that I just mentioned, that will enable you to stay in touch with all of the program iterations.
Repeat the website again for people who didn't.
Sure. You can find us either by going to South Arts and then hitting the Jazz Road link, or just go to www.jazzroad.org.
Jazzroad.org. Jazzroad.org. Yep. This is a great initiative in terms of making sure that the artist gets a chance to bring his artistic value to the public in many different directions, especially a small tour, which is usually rather expensive. What is the range of the grants? Any particular range in dollars?
Sure. We are capping the grants at $15,000 toward the whole project. So we want the grants to be matched by presenters also lending their resources. But the artist will control, you know, basically a wallet of anywhere from, you know, $5,000 to $15,000, depending on the size of the budget. And that money will enable the artist to decide how he or she wants to pay the band, you know, and combine efforts with the presenter, especially in hitting some of the spaces that might be more alternative or small, or areas that, you know, are not about having a really strong ticket price at the door, and it's more about, you know, really wanting to have an audience and a community hear this music, but not necessarily, you know, perhaps the presenter can't exactly meet the fee that the artist would like to receive. So then we want this grant to help the artist and the presenter together negotiate a way to make the date work for them. And the artist can basically pad, you know, what the expenses are with the grant. They have the grant. If for some reason, if one of the dates they do in an area happens to be sort of a house party or a house concert, and it's a door date, and, you know, about $300 came into the door, but the artist sure would like to be making a little bit more than that, then the grant will help with those expenses. And that's the premise. And we want the artists to feel like they have the control over those decisions. Typically, most of these grants, you know, frequently go, basically presenters apply to get grants to bring artists. And, you know, there's a contract negotiation and artists understand what they're being paid, et cetera. But we wanted to turn and look at a program that would enable artists to make more decisions themselves directly, and to also understand the infrastructure better. And finally, you know, one of the things that came up at all these meetings was that it's fine and good for artists to find these dates all over the country, but how will we work with presenters to guarantee audiences? And the issue of promotion came up over and over again, and also just the heaviness of doing all the tour coordination, that some artists in this whole DIY mentality that exists through social media, et cetera, some artists are perfectly willing to take on all that work and do it themselves, and they know all the dynamics, and they can do it. And then other artists just want to be supported to be able to hire those kinds of concerns out. So we want to write into the grant a certain level of support toward promotion and coordination of the date, so that everything isn't falling on the artist, or they'll be compensated.
When you say promotion, does that mean that the artist can hire a social media person or something?
Yep.
Okay. Ooh.
Absolutely. You know, whether the artist wants to hire a publicist or a social media strategist or someone in admin or a student or somebody that knows their way really well around all this stuff, it's an opportunity to have a discrete measure addressed in those areas, so that the grant certainly goes toward paying the artist fees and paying the artist for their hotel and travel and fees, but it can also go toward certain admin expenses related to the promotion of the tour and the coordination of the tour.
For those of you who just tuned in, we're speaking to Ms. Sarah Donnelly. She's the director of jazz at South Arts, and she's explaining the new initiative, Jazz Road, and the webpage is jazzroad.org. Or you can go to southarts.org, and she's explaining the new grant program that will roll out in April. And I'm going to have to figure out a way to lure Miss Donnelly to Atlanta for all these great ideas she has. And because these jazz artists will be at your feet immediately without any doubts. Is there any workshop or anything in Atlanta, or is it just online, or they just have to call South Arts for any further information?
We are definitely doing a lot at once to get the guidelines uploaded, and then we probably will announce some type of tutorial or webinar or what have you. So all pending. In the future, I hope that there's a way, once we actually have grantees, I hope there's a way to collect information about the grantees and actually have, convenings for the grantees to come together and talk about the successes and challenges of the tours that they've had. And again, I meant to say, when I was traveling earlier in the year, in November and December, I went to every part of the country to meet with artists. And I feel like we really built a strong ambassadorship for the program, because the artists that came to those meetings were really excited about the program. And I know that they would be spreading the word also to their peers. And so I think that we're going to get a lot of applications. And the premises of, Jazz Road is a lot of things besides just this grant program. I mean, I'm talking about Jazz Road tours, but there's also going to be another level of support that is toward residency work, and that will happen later in the year. And that will allow artists to be able to be in residence and partner with organizations up to 2 to 3 week periods of time to develop new work or to rehearse work or to learn and glean, so much more about the organization's resources and community. And so that's a whole another leg of the program that will be happening later in the year. And then finally, the whole quest is always to strengthen the ecosystem and to figure out how we can go to resources that do exist, whether it's the publications that we know about or the websites that we know about or, sites like All About Jazz or Artist Share or ways to have more information documented about the music in a concise way. And I'm talking about resources, like knowing exactly how to reach certain presenters or certain clubs or certain agents or just defining the ecosystem that supports this music and having a vehicle to have information that's up to date and posted regularly. So that's another piece to this. And just how we partner, I'm so glad that you have been one of my first people to interview with, Jay, because public radio is so crucial to this art form. I can't speak enough about what I witnessed in D.C. My favorite radio station is WPFW 89.3, and it's a Pacifica station, and programming jazz on that station is exceptional, and it's very individual, just as I know from what I can tell about WPFK, you each bring such perspectives and personal choices to your programming, and you teach a listenership so much about the music, and connect your listeners to dates when artists are in town. And so public radio for jazz is still such a crucial element and a part of the ecosystem that we hope that we can pay attention to.
Well, Sarah, I really appreciate you taking the time out in your busy schedule to educate the audience here in Atlanta, especially on WCLK and my program, Jazz Tones. And I just want to make a statement. Can I make you an offer you can't refuse so you can come down?
Oh, sure. What would that be, Jay? What's that going to be?
I don't have a clue, but all the information that you...
I will be in Atlanta shortly. I will definitely be in Atlanta very soon.
Oh, good, because the artist here would be elated to hear what you have to say, and especially if there's a workshop or a webinar, because this is like manna from heaven, because a lot of the artists, they are always trying to figure out ways on their own, and here this is a roadmap that gives them an opportunity to tour and also present their artistic form to the public, to schools, and to small communities, and it makes a major difference, believe me when I tell you. And I just want to thank you, though. And thank all the people that have foundations that have come together finally to you know, help these artists. And a lot of them are struggling artists. And this is really, you know, they may have day jobs or no job, so it makes a difference. But they love the art form of jazz and all its forms and are trying to consistently communicate with the public in any way they can. Any final words, Sarah, to the public?
My final words are that, you know, I want to thank you, too, because you had so much passion that they brought to your station. And then I know that you've really highlighted women this month and what women do for this music. And the women in the jazz field, and women artists in particular, are, you know, desirous of more opportunities all the time. And it is all coming. You know, I feel like there's a lot of visibility for what women contribute in this art form. And the way presenters are supporting more women artists is so important. But I want to say that, you know, jazz artists need to get paid. The artistry is so high. When you think about the virtuosity and the number of artists that just blow your mind because of how exceptional they are, but, you know, how they get paid and how they make a living is always a challenge. And so I'm so happy that this program is going to address that in a beginning way, and we'll see how far we get. And I really hope that we continue beyond the 5 years, too, 4 years, rather.
Well, I just want to thank you, Sarah, because, you know, you make Women's History Month exceptional with the type of information that you're bringing and the opportunities, you know, for everyone, but especially women that have not had this opportunity in terms of being able to show their artistic value to different parts of the community. And there's some great artists out here, not only just vocalists, composers, arrangers, and instrumentalists that make a difference. And you make a difference. And once again, there's no words to describe you taking out the time to talk to the WCLK.
All right.
Audience.
Well, it's a mutual admiration society. And I will certainly call you when I'm in Atlanta, and we will connect and we'll learn more.
Thank you once again. Ladies and gentlemen, Sarah Donnelly, Jazz Director, South Arts, but she has a lot more titles, and she is with the initiative Jazz Road, or you can go to southarts.org. Either way, we'll have all the information that you need to know about this new initiative. Once again, you're listening to Jazz Tones right here, Jazz 91.9 WCLK.